Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. I bet I just got back,
baby. A big white house on the hill. Texas Blues bringing this back. Very Dusty and Frank. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Christophe Ugeraud. He's an analyst and vice president with Gartner, the Gartner Group. He's the author of The Real Business of Blockchain. He's joining us from Macau. That's right, over in Asia. Christophe, thanks again for being here. We're talking about cryptocurrency. We're talking about digital currency. One of the things that I wanted you to talk about is the proliferation of cryptocurrency, the establishment of it, like what's happening now with Bitcoin. Bitcoin is now worth almost $50,000 a piece. It went up $2,000, I think, over the last 24 hours. Tesla just invested $1.5 billion in Bitcoin. I don't understand that at all. Can you explain to now? Of course, a lot of people believe that Bitcoin is a store of value, but I don't know how you could call it that when who knows what the price will be tomorrow. A dollar is a store of value, but we pretty much know what the price is going to be tomorrow. What do you think?
Well, I think there are different trends there. There clearly has been an interest by large banks, by corporate treasurers, to look at new digital assets as a way to deal with cash holdings, which have been growing, at least for some companies, large companies. At the same time, this is not only about cryptocurrencies. But if we zoom on cryptocurrencies, we also have to pay special attention to the specifics of Tesla. I mean, clearly, there is a personality argument here. I mean, Elon Musk has always been a proponent of cryptocurrencies. We see this as part of his brand, so to speak. But there's also, you could argue, there are a specific kind of rationale there. For example, supporting cryptocurrencies and so on, provide him with a lot of support from a new communities. A new communities which see its holding in cryptocurrencies getting more valuable. Mm-hmm. And if they get more valuable, maybe when they actually exit their position or some of their position, we start to be interested in buying a Tesla car. You can see
that community, but see what you just described is also a dilution of the strength of the dollar. When you have a corporation like Tesla or Facebook creating or promoting a currency that is outside the realm of a sovereign currency, that by definition dilutes the value of that currency. Am I right or wrong about that?
Well, it's only 8 to 10% of their cash holding, so to speak. So it's not like a huge amount, and one they can afford to invest to a certain extent. So I think there's some limitation in terms of the involvement.
This is the camel's nose under the tent. Because if you have Facebook launch their own currency, and then Amazon says, "Hey, we're going to allow you to use Facebook's money over on Amazon," they've got half of the retail world over there. They've got 40% of the e-commerce world. I mean, and it's growing like a weed. If they allow that cross-platform, you see what I'm getting at? This is where I see this going. Am I wrong about that? Please tell me that I'm worried about something I don't need to be worried about.
No, but I think it's not only about Bitcoin. What you're describing is the interest for diversification, the interest in inflation hedging and things like this. And that's here to stay. And clearly, that's getting more formal. And the Tesla announcement is interesting. What would be very interesting to follow is actually how other types of cryptocurrency, but also digital assets, are going to find their way into balance sheet and so on. And that's clearly something which is a trend about the decentralization of finance, DeFi, so that's clearly important. And going back to your point, it's also the case. Clearly, like, there is an argument, it's a challenge to the US dollars. And I'm going back to the point you make early on about sovereignty. So it's not only cryptocurrency, but also all those central bank digital currency being promoted by other regional blocks, other trade blocks, so to speak, and countries. They are also like part of a mix. So if I'm a multinational and I start to be used to under like a deal with some cash holdings in different markets, at one point it's not only cryptocurrencies. I may be asked by government or by some entities, if I want to do business in a specific region, maybe I have to start to hold more balance into their preferred digital currency as an illustration. So basically, this is something like it has implications from a corporate treasury perspective and the decentralization of finance. Again, it's not just about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency.
No, I agree. And,
has implications for geopolitics perspective. Yeah.
And that's exactly right. And so but everything you just described, every little angle that you just described, every nuance that you just gave us, has an effect of weakening the U.S. dollar. And I got one trick here about this, and that is that whatever weakens the U.S. dollar weakens America. And I'm not being a Luddite about cryptocurrency. I've been talking about it for longer than almost anybody who's not in that world. 5 years, 6 years, I've been telling people about this. But I do think whatever hurts the dollar hurts America. And when America is diminished, despots flourish. And that's kind of my default position on this. Quick break. Tintel, more with Christoph Ujiro after the break. His book is The Real Business of Blockchain.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.